Oh.
Hey, it's about time you was getting here.
Why, what's the matter?
What's the matter? You know what time it is? It's 7:30. What do you think this is, a bank or something?
No, I can't help it.
Can't help it. You get out of bed, leave home on time, you get here at a decent hour.
I did leave home on time. It left at 6 o'clock.
What? 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
You mean it took you an hour and a half to get here?
It was that bad damn sign.
What sign?
A sign that said, school go slow.
Well, after this, just never mind the sign. I'll get the broom and sweep out.
Well, hadn't I better go to the post office first?
I've been to the post office myself.
Is there any mail?
No, there weren't no mail. But say, I had my eyes open this morning, Ed. Here.
Now, wait a second. We'll show you something.
Look. Here, take a look at this handbill that Oliver Storrs got out.
What's it say?
Well, read it. Read it. That's the way to find out what it says.
Read it.
Well, what's the matter with you? What you laughing at?
Says fire sale. Who in Tire Nation want to buy a fire?
That means they had a fire.
Now they want to sell it?
Oh, give me that Dodger. The store caught on fire, that's what it means. Don't you remember the other evening when the store caught on fire and they had to send for the fire department? So they put out this handbill.
I should think they could get the fire department a lot quicker by telephoning.
No, the handbill ain't for the fire department. It's an ad. An ad. Now listen, and I'll read it to you. It'll be straightened out there. Come one, come all.
Come to the fire?
No, come to the sale. Everything in stock slashed to the bone. Think of that. Slashed to the bone. Everything.
Yeah? How about the bananas?
We ain't selling bananas.
Well, then, what are they selling?
I'm coming to that. Now, keep your trap shut. Men's shoes, as low as $1.50. Boy suits, $5 and up. Mrs. Coats, greatly reduced.
That's a dad daring lie, Dad. It's a dad daring lie.
How do you mean? Well, what's your lie?
About Mrs. Coates being greatly reduced. I seen her yesterday, and she's fatter than ever.
Oh, it ain't Mrs. Coates.
That's what you said.
I didn't. I didn't say no such thing.
What did you say, then? What did you say?
I said Mrs. Coates.
You didn't say Mrs. Coates, but you said Mrs. Coates.
Yes.
Shut. You're crazy.
Well, I ain't crazy. Yeah. I am not. I said Mrs. Coates. Coates. Things you wear. Coats for Mrs.
Mrs. who?
Mrs. Nobody. Miss. A girl. Like I own a bun.
How would you miss a gal like I own a bun if she was gone for a million years?
Oh, now they'll be getting all mixed up again. This here's talking about coats for girls. Coats for girls. And here's raincoats. Slightly damaged the water, it says. Smoking jackets. Slightly damaged the smoke. Big value.
I don't need no smoking jacket.
I know it, but that ain't the idea. Here's Clem Oliver just carning money with his fire sale, and me and you's putting on a big sale on the way, and we ain't even had one customer for it. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to put on a fire sale, too.
You mean set fire to the store just to sell a few suits of underwear?
No, we don't have to set fire to the store. We're going to damage that underwear a little bit with smoke.
Well, how do you mean?
I got it all worked out, right to a tee.
Safe.
Never mind. Now, you go out in the backyard and build a fire. Throw a lot of stuff on it so it'll just sort of smoke and smolder-like. And then we'll hang the underwear over it and make it smell smoky.
Why don't you just put on a suit of it and smoke a couple of cigars?
That'd take too long. Besides, cigars cost money. Now, there's the underwear on the end of the counter. Then you take it along and hang it on the clothesline. You can get some stuff to make the fire out here in the back room.
Yes, but when
never mind your yes button. Do like I tell you. We have that dung underwear around here for years. And then when I get an idea how to sell it, you want to argue about it. Now go on, get going.
Oh, sure.
Expect me to think up everything, then do it besides. You're a seasick fella. I'm strolling in here at 7:30 in the morning.
Good morning, Mr. Winterbottom.
Howdy, Fesher. Getting an early start today, huh?
Oh, no. I've just been out for my morning's walk. I've been over to Ortega Park looking at the site of the Senator Bunn statue. I see they have the base already installed.
Say, have you heard how the statue's coming along?
Oh, yes. I understand it will be finished in a day or so. They're going to mount it on the pedestal at night, you know, so that no one will see it before the formal unveiling.
Yes, well, I suppose it's,
I got that, honey new profession.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Peter.
Well, you know what, Professor? If I was making that statue of Senator Bunn, I'd put two faces on it, because that's what he is, two-faced.
Oh, sort of Jekyll and Hyde, eh? Mm-hmm. I presume you're familiar with Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
No, they don't trade here.
Oh, no, of course not. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde are fictitious.
Oh, that's all right, Festus. Wait. It don't make any difference to us what a man's religion is, as long as he pays his bills, doesn't he?
I mean they're imaginary. Mm-hmm. You see, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde are the same person.
What?
And this particular character has two sides to his nature. He could be either Jekyll or Hyde.
Hyde from what?
Well, that was his name, Hyde.
I thought you said his name was Dr. Jekyll.
Not Dr. Jekyll.
No, of course not, Dave. Of course not. A jackass couldn't be a doctor.
Certainly not.
No, he was just a plain jackass.
But that isn't it at all.
I say he had two sides.
Yes, but Professor, all jackasses have got two sides. Two sides to his nature. One side was good, charitable, kind. The other side was evil and did harm.
Yeah, but it ain't the side of a jackass that does the harm. It's the end.
Yes, that's fair.
But I'm talking about a man named Dr. Jekyll.
Oh, a man.
Yes. Now, let's give our attention to Dr. Jekyll and delete the jackass.
Huh. A fella be dead darn hungry, eat a jackass.
Oh, I didn't say eat. I said delete, leave out, omit.
How's that?
Omit the jackass.
Now, wait a second, Professor. What you mean is omit the jackass?
I mean nothing of the sort. Nothing of the sort.
Yes.
Why do you have to drag a mule in by the ears?
Because that's the safest place to catch hold of it.
Well, suppose you refrain from referring to mule.
What, say?
Leave the mule alone.
Yes, you leave the mule alone and she'll leave you alone.
Now, Dr. Jekyll was noted for his kind deeds and actions.
Yes. Kind deeds and what, Professor?
Acts. Kind deeds and acts. In the pursuit of his study of medicine, he discovered a curious sort of elixir. With this drug...
How's that?
Elixir. And with this...
Elixir with what?
Elixir with the axe.
But licks who?
Licks the mule.
Oh, no, there aren't any mules. There aren't any mules.
Why, Professor, this way, of course there is. Got a span of mules,
there aren't any mules in this story.
Oh, no.
I say Dr. Jekyll discovered a curious elixir or drug. He would go down into the cellar, take a spoonful of this drug, and when he came out, he would be
cured.
Exactly. No, he wouldn't be cured. There wasn't anything the matter with him.
Then what was he taking the medicine for?
That's the strange part of the entire story. The drug changed him into another man. And when he came out of the cellar, it made him hide.
Sure. If he didn't want to hide, why didn't he stay in the cellar?
It changed him. Changed him into Mr. Hyde. Changed everything about him. The lineaments of his face. The color of his...
What about his face?
I say his face lineaments.
Say, wait a second, dear Professor. You don't use lineaments on your face. You use it on your back.
No. But I
say... Speaking of your back, how are you fixed for underwear, Professor? You see, we got some union suits sort of damaged the smoke.
Well, is that all
that's the matter with them?
They're just
smoking. Fetch in a couple of them union suits and show the professor.
Well,
go on. Can't you keep the professor this weight in a rush? Yes, sirree. This is a real bargain, professor, and you'll like these union suits. They're all wool.
Well, if you have my size and they're reasonable enough, I'll take half dozen.
Half dozen? Say, you take a half dozen and I'll cut them suits to next to nothing. Yes, sir. I'll give you a real bargain. Wait, Eb, fetch them in here. We just made a sale. Eb.
Well, I'm coming in.
Listen, Professor Thistlewaite wants six of them union suits. Six of them. And I'm going to let him have them next to nothing.
Yeah? Well, next to nothing is all that's left of them. They burnt up.